quarter to six, only a few seconds after. Right on time for the best 5 minutes of the day. On election day, polls open in 75 minutes. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
We made it to April.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Yep. Looks like snow in the forecast, though. So.
Yeah, but 1 to 3 inches. It's not quite the 2 to 4.
Okay.
And, yeah, we do have a winter weather advisory, which starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Yeah. And Caleb was supposed to do a doubleheader over in Marshfield, so I will see how that all pans out.
Sure.
But it
sure
doesn't sound real promising, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So it's April Fool's Day, so be on your guard. Somebody might try to get you.
You know, normally I'm pretty savvy to that sort of thing. And then, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, I can't even remember what was done, but somebody got me good. And I was like, how did I not see that coming?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you let your guard down and you kind of forget that it is April Fool's Day.
Right, yep. Absolutely.
Isn't the greatest joke of all that God on Satan, Satan thinking Jesus was dead and God raises him?
Yeah, yeah. Arguably, that would be the biggest, and it happened in the spring, right?
So
yeah.
Yep. And Easter, April 20th this year. But anyhow, be on your guard, and there's that. Okay, so I've got a copy of A Different Kind of Happiness in my hands, Discovering the Joy That Comes from Sacrificial Love. We both, like Larry, wish it would have been called The Battle for a Better Love, but that just didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. A Different Kind of Happiness, it really is about how do we love well, at least certainly part of the book. And, we were all asked to put in our votes on what was the best title, and we said that one, and apparently the publisher said no. We're going with this instead. So.
Well, I mean, there's that ongoing thing where in society, in culture, it feels like people are, I just want to be happy. Whereas we've all heard many Christian messages that, as Christians, joy is something deeper. It's what Paul had behind bars, even when he wrote the Book of Joy, Philippians, right? So.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I don't know. I mean, I always imagine it's, trying to get the broader audience, I imagine, for it. So.
Yeah. As a publisher, that's what they need to do, right, is to find something that is going to get people to buy it. I actually joked with a friend of mine recently. I said, I think I'm going to change my name to Stephen King and start writing books with that. Because there's actually another author, a second author, that is a nobody who his name is Stephen King, and I'm sure he sells books just because of that. So.
Well, actually, that's funny you say that because Keith Anderson from our area, people might know, Anderson family, and he's been in Nashville for a long time, very talented musically, but there was another Keith Anderson, so he was maybe better known, so he went with Keith Tim Anderson, or maybe even with Tim Anderson,
all of those things, they think about things that I don't necessarily think about when I'm doing stuff like that, so.
Your actual endorsement made the back of the book.
It did.
And it says, Dr. Crabb has a message that challenges the status quo. Ultimately, the Bible is about relationship, you wrote. Very much, Larry would agree. He reminds us that growing in sacrificial other-centeredness is not easy, but is the way of Christ, which is a critical message for the body of Christ. So,
it feels like that's still a critical message for the body of Christ. Growing in this other-centeredness, sacrificial love. I think so often the status quo shifts us back to what do I get? What do me and my people get rather than how do I love other people well? Even when it may not be easy or painless. And I think we need to look at that, to look at how am I loving sacrificially.
My wife was talking about two theologians who basically, both very bright, theologians, pastors, if you will. I know one of them was Greg Boyd, the other, I think, Thomas Orton.
Thomas Orton, yep.
Yeah, Thomas Orton. And so, basically, they talked until they found something they disagreed on, and then they had civil dialogue. And I so missed that. And I thought that's, that was what I think attracted me to politics back in the day. I mean, just in terms of trying to solve issues and problems in the respectful dialogue. But I think we have really devolved into the ugly name-calling, which you were saying at the breakfast table on Saturday is like this lowest form of disagreement, right?
Yeah, lowest form of disagreement. You know, if you look at the hierarchy of disagreement, name-calling is the worst, or is the lowest, the basest form of disagreement. Mm-hmm. And if you spend even 2 minutes on social media, you will see lots of people doing that. And often it seems like believers are just as bad or worse than other people are, and that should not be the way.
Yeah, well, again, kindness. Jason Gray made our finals against Mercy Me in our fourth annual CCM Song Showdown, so he did say be kind. Maybe we need to listen to that. Thank you, friend.
You bet.
Our buddy Jason Kanz here, WWIB on Election Day. For King of Country, WWIB, and our listening friend Keith and Owen had reminded us, like, hey, and when you guys wrap up your CCM Song Showdown in the past years, you played some of the final songs for the other artists. That would have been the one for King and Country from Mike and LaCrosse. Didn't make it, but you never know. Maybe next year, Caleb.
Yeah, it could be. And again, this will be, what is it, the fourth consecutive year that we'll have a different champion. Because Mercy Me and Jason Gray, one of them will be crowned champion in less than an hour here through 7:45. Voting will go. And again, neither one of them has won it all before.
That's right. All right, time for our CCM Song Showdown coming up on 7:18. The voting already up at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, but you can certainly also vote on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And we've come down to these two artists and these two songs, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. So nominated by Miriam from Ladysmith, we have Jason Gray with his song, The Wound Is Where the Light Gets In. And then nominated by Ryan from Fall Creek, Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. So again, Jason Gray versus Mercy Me, but the songs you are voting on, The Wound Is Where the Light Gets In versus I Can Only Imagine, the championship, the finale of our CCM Song Showdown, with voting going until 7:45 a.m. As always, two ways to vote.
Yeah, there we go. And so as we've been doing the last couple of years, the nominators give us the intro. Here we go with our first.
Hi, WWIB family. This is Marion Freeman. I chose The Wound Is Where the Light Gets In by Jason Gray because it speaks from the heart. When we get wounded or broken, we oftentimes want to hide away and avoid showing others our shortcomings. But the beautiful thing about God is that when we are broken, His light can shine more brightly through us. Sometimes we think we're too broken for God to use. But our wounds and failures oftentimes are what He uses to showcase His strength working in us. May our wounds be used by God to draw others closer to the cross. God bless you all.
There it is, 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Jason Gray, The Wound Is Where the Light Gets In. Such a great songwriter and has been in the area many times. Artist number one here in our CCM Song Showdown this morning.
And, of course, two ways to vote. You can vote both ways, 715-396-1670 via text. 396-1670, text your vote in. Also get a bonus vote by commenting on the post that's live right now in the private Facebook group, The WIB Wake Up Show.
All right, let's get song number two introduced.
Hi, this is Ryan, and for the finals, I nominated Mercy Me's I Can Only Imagine. I specifically picked the movie version because I found the upbeat version of the song to be really where my heart's always been, that I look at getting to meet Jesus face to face. That is something that is exciting and something that we should be looking forward to. So spend a little bit of time thinking about what it's going to be like to meet Jesus, and then there you go.
All right, WWIB, we're going to announce the winner here in our CCM Song Showdown. And we haven't made a big deal out of it in terms of, you know, talking about a prize for the nominator for Culver's or Mycon movie tickets. But that's what's on the line here this year.
Yeah.
And so, again, two great artists. Jason Gray has reached the finals. He's done well each and every year, never won it. Mercy Me's never won it. They came in as the one seed this year. So there were two ways to vote, the talk and text line, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And without further ado, the winner for 2025 is
Mercy Me. Congratulations.
There you go. Congratulations to Ryan and Mercy Me. First time they win our CCM Song Showdown, but the voting was split.
It was, yeah. So again, in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, that's where Mercy Me carried the day, but it was a difference of opinion on the text line.
Yeah, Jason Gray won by three on the talk and text line, but it wasn't enough to overcome the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group voters. So there you go.
All right. So again, thank you for voting. Thank you for participating these last few weeks. It's been a lot of fun, and looking forward to next year already. And Well, we have another year with a new champion. We will see well played again. And just so appreciate your participation, not only in voting, but also in telling us why you chose the artists and songs you did. That really means a lot, too, to know that you're connecting with this music and that it's bringing gospel hope into your life.
Hey, Miriam came up as the runner-up with Jason Gray, but Miriam, your intro was fantastic. Thank you so much. We look forward to hearing more from you, so thank you. Well, it is a brand new month, and usually people recognize April Fool's Day, but also it's Election Day today, too. But what else is going on in the month of April?
So April is National Car Care Month.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it is also National Kite Month.
It is National Poetry Month. You can celebrate poetry in April.
Go get some celery, put some peanut butter on it, maybe some raisins, and celebrate National Fresh Celery Month.
Did you call that Ants on a Log? Because I know we did.
Ants on a Log.
So
yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. So good. It's National, and here's some debate, it's National Pecan Month, but it could be pecan or pecan or however else. I say pecan probably because I'm uneducated, but that's how I'll pronounce it.
You know what? Whatever it is, if you got pecan pie in front of you, I'll take it. I'll take that. National Soft Pretzel Month.
It is National Soy Foods Month as well.
Don't forget about the National Florida Tomato Month.
That is very specific. Not just any tomato month, but Florida Tomato Month. It is National Garlic Month as well.
Mm-hmm. It's National Grilled Cheese Month.
And also, again, a lot of these are kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It is Sexual Assault Awareness Month as well, too. And again, very important as well, even though it might not be, you know, mm-hmm. up
right.
and cheery, it is important.
For sure. So there you go. All right. We talked about a lot of things that it is for the week. Earlier this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, and it's fun at work day. Well, we try to have fun every day at work.
Indeed.
That's why we're in radio.
Well, it is April 1st. It is April Fool's Day. And so we have a couple famous or maybe infamous pranks that were pulled by the BBC, actually. Maybe I kind of wonder if there was less regulation because I think this would be hard to get away with if a broadcast entity actually tried pulling something like this. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first one is called Pasta Farming. On April 1st, 1966, the BBC broadcast a TV documentary on spaghetti growing in Italy.
Among the film's highlights, footage of Italian farmers picking market-ready spaghetti from spaghetti plants.
So to the BBC's astonishment, British viewers actually accepted the news that Italy's so-called pasta farmers had been able to fight off the spaghetti weevil, which has been especially destructive recently.
I really want audio from that about, yes, a BBC, a kind of a hoity-toity stuffy BBC anchor on April Fool's Day talking about the infamous spaghetti weevil.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, people bought it, apparently. Also on April 1st, this was 10 years later in 1976, a famous British astronomer told BBC radio audiences that since the planet Pluto would be passing close to Jupiter on April 1st, the Earth's gravitational pull would decrease slightly for about 24 hours.
The planet Pluto, if you have any idea, is so far away. He explained that listeners would feel the effect most if they jumped into the air at precisely 9:47 that morning.
The BBC switchboard was jammed with listeners calling to say that the experiment had worked.
We are very gullible.
We are very indeed gullible.
Wow. So, yeah.
You BBC broadcast pranks on April 1st. We are not pranking you. We have great music, lyrics, and trust here at WWIB, where we are family. No fooling about that.
No, that's for sure. Well, at the risk of being corny, we have a lot of facts about corn.
We do indeed. It is nearly time to start planting our country's largest crop, which is corn. Shout out to our agriculture industry.
That's right. Did you know that a bushel is a unit of measurement for corn? To put it simply, 56 pounds of shelled, meaning off-the-ear corn, is a bushel. While corn's weight can vary based on the moisture of the corn, bushels are pretty much the standard form of measurement for grains.
100 bushels of corn contains approximately 7.5 million kernels.
Yeah, one U.S. farmer on average provides food and fiber for 129 people. That's 97 domestically and 32 overseas.
Now, the Corn Belt includes the states of Iowa, as you might imagine, Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, and Kentucky. The Corn Belt region is called such because of its affinity for corn production. You probably could have figured that out.
Yeah. That's a lot of states, though.
Indeed.
Corn is produced on every continent except one. Do you think you know which one that might be, Caleb?
Antarctica.
Yeah, good guess.
Corn is raised in all 50 states, but not everybody gets to be part of the Corn Belt like we do.
No, that's right. We're special. Corn is the third most important food crop of the world behind wheat and rice, respectively. The amount of acres of corn planted worldwide, second only to wheat.
Prior to the availability of harvesting machines, a farmer could harvest an average of 100 bushels of corn by hand in a 9-hour day. Today's combines can harvest 900 bushels of corn per hour.
You should almost repeat that because that is just...
So again, prior to the availability of harvesting machines, and think about how hard our farmers work.
Yeah.
A farmer could harvest an average of 100 bushels of corn by hand in a 9-hour day. Now in 1 hour with a combine, they can harvest 900 bushels. Incredible.
Wow. Hey, the United States is the top corn-producing country in the world. Second is China, and third is Brazil.
And corn is a type of grass. The grain is the seed.
Huh.
I did not know that. Some facts about corn, and again, shout out to our agriculture industry. Thank you, farmers.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. Nobody works harder than the farmers, that's for sure.